Day two.
"We got enough flour for two more meals," Mama said, cutting the biscuit dough. "Our salt and sugar are practically down to nothing, and..."
She stopped when she saw me.
"Cassie, baby, go gather the eggs for Mama." "Little man gathering the eggs? Then go help him." "But I ain't set the table yet." "Set it when you come back."
I knew that I was not wanted in the kitchen. I looked suspiciously at my mother and grandmother, and then went to the back porch to get a basket. Big Ma's voice drifted through the open window.
"Mary, you ought to write David and tell him somebody done opened his letter and stole that $10 he sent," she said.
"No, Mama. David's got enough on his mind. Besides, there's enough garden food, so we won't go hungry."
"But what about your medicine? You're all out of it, and the doctor told you good to..."
"Shh!" Mama stared at the window.
"Cassie, I thought I told you to go gather those eggs." "I had to get a basket, Mama."
I hurried off the porch and ran to the barn. After breakfast, when the sun was streaking red across the sky, my brothers and I ambled into the coolness of the forest, leading our three cows and their calves down the narrow cow path to the pond. The morning was already muggy, but the trees closed out the heat as their leaves waved restlessly high above our heads.
"Good morning, Mr. Trees," I shouted.
They answered me with a soft, swooshing sound.
"Hear 'em, Stacy? Hear 'em singing?"
"Ah, cut that out, Cassie. Them trees ain't singing. How many times I got to tell you that's just the wind?"
He stopped at a sweet alligator gum, pulled out his knife, and scraped off a glob of gum that had seeped through the cracked bark. He handed me half. As I stuffed the gooey wad into my mouth, I patted the tree and whispered,
"Thank you, Mr. Gumtree."
Stacy frowned at me and then looked back at Christopher, John, and little man walking far behind us, munching on their breakfast biscuits.
"Man, little John, come on now," he yelled. "If we finish the bear picking early, we can go wading before we go back."
Christopher, John, and little man ran up to catch us, but then, turning their leisurely pace, they soon fell behind again. A large gray squirrel scurried across our path and up a walnut tree. I watched until it settled amidst the tree's feather-like leaves, and then, poking one of the calves, I said,
"Stacy, is Mama sick?"
"Sick? Why you say that?"
"'Cause I heard Big Ma asking her about some medicine she's supposed to have." Stacy stopped, and a worried look on his face.
"If she's sick, she ain't bad sick," he decided. "If she was bad sick, she'd been in bed."
We left the cows at the pond and, taking our berry baskets, delved deeper into the forest, looking for the wild blackberry bushes.
"I see one," I shouted. "Where?"
cried Christopher John, eager for the sweet berries.
"Over there. Last one to it's a rotten egg,"
I yelled, and off I ran. Stacy and little man followed at my heels, but Christopher John puffed far behind.
"Hey, wait for me," he cried.
"Let's hide from Christopher John," Stacy suggested. Three of us ran in different directions. I plunged behind a giant old pine and hugged its warm trunk as I waited for Christopher John. Christopher John puffed up to a stop, looking all around, called,
"Hey, Stacy, Cassie, hey, man, y'all cut it out."
I giggled, and Christopher John heard me.
"I see you, Cassie,"
he shouted, starting towards me as fast as his chubby legs would carry him.
"You're it." "Not till you tag me,"
I laughed as I waited for him to get closer, and I glanced up into the boughs of my wintry-smelling hiding tree, expecting a song of laughter. But the old pine only tapped me gently on one of its long, low branches, and I turned from the tree and dashed away.
"You can't, you can't, you can't catch me,"
I taunted, dodging from one beloved tree to the next, around shaggy-barked hickories and sharp needle pines, past blue-gray beeches and sturdy black walnuts. I sailed while my laughter resounded through the ancient forest, filling every chink. Overhead, The boughs of the giant trees hovered protectively, but they did not join in my laughter. Deeper into the forest I plunged, and Christopher John, unable to keep up, plopped on the ground in a pant. Little Man and Stacy, emerging from their hiding places, ran up to him.
"Ain't you caught her yet?"
Little Man demanded, more than a little annoyed.
"He can't catch the champ," I boasted,
stopping to rest against a hickory tree. I slid my back down the tree's shaggy trunk and looked up at his long branches, heavy with sweet nuts and slender green leaves, perfectly still. I looked around at the leaves of the other trees. They were still also. I stared at the trees, aware of an eerie silence descending over the forest. Stacy walked toward me.
"What's the matter with you, Cassie?"
he asked.
"The trees, Stacy," I said softly. "They ain't singing no more." "Is that all?"
He looked up at the sky. "Come on, y'all. It's getting late. We better go pick them berries." He turned and walked away.
"But, Stacy, listen. Little Man, Christopher John, listen."
The forest echoed an uneasy silence. End day two. Day three.
"The wind just stopped blowing, that's all," said Stacy. "Now stop fooling around and come on."
I jumped up to follow Stacy and then cried,
"Stacy, look!"
On a black oak a few yards away was a huge white X.
"How did that get there?" I exclaimed, running to the tree. "And there's another one," Little Man screamed. "I see one too," shouted Christopher John.
Stacy said nothing as Christopher John, Little Man, and I ran wildly through the forest, counting the ghost-like marks.
"Stacy, they're on practically all of them," I said when he called us back. "Why?"
Stacy studied the trees and suddenly pushed us down.
"My clothes," Little Man wailed indignantly. "Hush, man, and stay down," Stacy warned. "Somebody's coming."
Two white men emerged. We looked at each other. We knew to be silent.
"You mark all them down there?" one of the men asked. "Not the younger one, Mr. Anderson."
"We might need them too," said Mr. Anderson, counting the X's.
"But don't worry about marking them now, Tom. We'll get them all later. Also, them trees up past the pool toward the house."
End of day two.